God, just stop, Moy. Just stop,
dude,
please.
I'm telling you. I am telling
you. Okay, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right. Here, Moy. I have also has Arabia. Never, ever, 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 ever.
Everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Civ Show podcast, where we suck so you don't have to. I'm your host, Moisos.
Raising Zozo!
And Nystagmus here. Surprised that we got to the third one of these. And it's still going.
Still going.
Well, I mean, we got like a little system now, right? We record offline. We take the time, you know, no pressure. No, show zero up whenever. Pressure.
Exactly. Doesn't have to be a specific day. You know, we're getting it done. We're getting things done, Nystagmus. Like the Civ Give.
Speaking of getting things done, yeah, that's a good segue. Always with the good segues. So
I try.
Let's talk about the Civ Give 2022. We have the final lineup. The final lineup. We know who is going to be played, and we're gonna go through it and talk a little bit about the lineup. So I will briefly go through this. TGM is playing Spain, first overall pick. Bose is playing Indonesia. Onspot is playing Black Queen Catherine of France. Sassy Gamer Lady is playing Scythia. Raising Zozo is playing Sultan Saladin. We had a changeup. He's now playing Sultan Saladin, not Vizier Saladin.
Surprise!
White Nerdy is playing Pachacuti Inca. Foibles is playing Egypt. One Leaf is playing Pericles of Greece. Potato McWhiskey is playing Cree. Liege is playing Japan. Lumbago is playing Victoria, England. And Van the Man Bradley is playing Phoenicia.
So just so you guys know, I was like watching the streams last night because a lot of the contestants are practicing. One Leaf had a Pericles game where she had like 3,000 culture.
On turn 100, she had 600. And I'm like, oh my God, like she's like getting it down. Yeah, I saw that. Okay, so I went into her stream and I asked like, how is practicing going, or like, how is TGM teaching you a lot? And she took out a notebook and she went through pages and she's like, oh yeah, he told me to prioritize this, then build this, then build that. I was like, oh my God, she took notes. I mean, she means business. And yeah, turn on my
head. She's a StarCraft cups. Player, man. She doesn't mess around, right? Because I watched her play StarCraft. She's really good.
Is she? I haven't seen her play StarCraft.
Yeah, she's good. She's good. Yeah, I can tell like her hand speed's pretty good. Yeah, especially for Terran's pretty hard race.
Especially
to play.
For a Terran player.
Yeah, I'm a Terran player. I'm allowed to say that. but yeah, I can only dream to be as good as her at Terran.
As good as who at Terran?
One Leaf. We're talking about One Leaf.
Oh, okay. Very good. Very right. good.
I can cut that part out, Zo, because we're not live. It's all good. But yeah, she's looking really, really scary. That combo of TGM and One Leaf is looking scary. Also, on a huge map, I've seen a couple of Spain spawns, and Foibles had one where there was a four-continent split. Four-continent split.
Wow.
I like to change my answer for who I think is going to win the Civ Give. I think it's going to be TGM and One Leaf now.
Yeah, we can talk about who's going to win. You think TGM One Leaf? Yeah.
Yeah, I think because TGM's the teacher imparting wisdom. And now there's going to be
the godfather. Yeah. Yeah. Don't write off me and Sassy, all right? We got some. Sassy's she's aggressive. She's very aggressive. And she's using a sieve that she's very, very proficient with. The only thing is that she has me on her team, so you know.
Yeah, I was tuned into Bose's stream today, and he was talking about you, Zo. And
me.
He was like, oh, Zo's not going to be aggressive, right? Like, no, surely he's not going to be aggressive. And I'm like, you got to remember that Sassy's his partner, and she is really aggressive.
Yeah, I will go where she leads me. So
I'm calling it right now. There is going to be a 100 turn war if Bose and Sassy spawn next to each other.
Well, I originally as Vizier the plan was I was going to be like science, faith, and support with gold. Like I would also like get tithe or something like that and get gold. Now that I am Sultan, we are both war civs. So I don't know. It's good. Like, yeah, it would suck if Bose is near us. But honestly, anyone that's near us is going to be, they're going to have be hard pressed. Like, we're both civs that like she opens with the advantage. And then I very rapidly, like medieval era, you know, I get universities in the classic era. And while stirrups requires a lot of different sciences, like Arabia can get crazy science. Like their science can get,
they get it early.
Really,
they
really get it fast. Very early. Yeah, yeah, very early. And because there's no computers, I'll actually be able to get great people. I'll actually get great scientists, right? That's
what you think.
Well, you're not in the game. You can't. You can't take any of my scientists.
I can watch everything. I can watch everything and see how people are prioritizing. Hey man,
just be prepared for getting hit by a lot of peanuts from the peanut gallery during our hosting, man. That's the way it's going to happen.
The peanut gallery.
You're target number one, Zoe. Like, we know you the most. Of course, we're going to focus on what the heck you're doing and all the mistakes that you're going to make.
And oh my God, I'm going to be making a lot of mistakes. Like, I've been practicing. I have been practicing.
I've heard.
I haven't been streaming my practicing, but I have been practicing. The only thing is I can't, like, it's annoying setting up games like with on a huge map with all the teams and stuff like that. So, like, I've just been figuring out the civ itself, because I am never Arabia. Never Arabia. I got this handed to me because I got greedy and tried to steal Jay from TGM. And then that somehow cascaded into me getting Arabia. So, yeah. Yeah. And then all those freaking spins. I had Brazil throughout most of the spins. I had Brazil.
Can I just like put out that you're the one who's like chaos, 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 and now it sounds kind of like you're making it a you problem.
I'm not complaining.
That the chaos.
I'm not. You know, there's a difference between commenting on an event and complaining about it. Okay, I'm not complaining.
So you can never tell which one is which.
Well, I was complaining. It would be about how somehow I got Canada in my opening draw, even though they were my fifth pick. That's what I would be complaining about. But I'm not complaining. So, yeah.
Definitely not Max.
Shuck it, Trebek. Shuck it long and shuck it hard.
Yeah, we also had the spinning, which was a lot of fun. And the VOD of that is on YouTube if you want to watch and catch up with that. But we also had Jeopardy. We had Civilization Jeopardy. And that, I think, went really, really well. And I know that we should talk about it. Like we had. White Nerdy, Lumbago, and Sassy as the three contestants, and they did wonderfully. I found it kind of funny though that no one got any question right in the sounds like a you problem category.
Yeah, those are all like Civ show specific, and like watching Shark Stuff freak out and like everybody getting them wrong was hilarious. Would
for sure get like every single one of those right.
Oh, yeah, Shark's the number one fan, man. Of course he was.
Yeah. But like, I guess that speaks more to like, you know, who are our real fans?
I'm glad that it went over well. I was a little on the nervous side trying to do my cosplay for Jeopardy. So
the cosplay was amazing. The gray hair is what did it for me. I'm like, man, you went above and beyond on that one. Wow.
I think as we do those in the future, I want to play up on the animosity between the judge and Alex and kind of play it like the Sean Connery celebrity animosity.
Oh, nice.
So I think we'll see more of that, relationship.
You're going to cosplay as Sean Connery?
Well, no, more that like I'm going to play my judge from the perspective of kind of like a Sean Connery style character.
But then we talked about how maybe we might have some like additional trivia games, not necessarily Jeopardy, but we might do Family Feud, like Civilization Family Feud or Civilization Wheel of Fortune.
Price is Right.
Civilization Price is Right. I don't know how that's going to work, but we'll figure it out somehow.
Really well. It'll work really well. That's how. That's how it'll work.
But yeah, I think that'll be fun to have every couple of months, maybe. Maybe it's like a quarterly event. Like, so we have four of them in the year, and basically we just chose the four game shows that we would copy, quote unquote copy. And then we would make them all Civ related, and we have a bunch of guests on. I think Family Feud would be the best one. I love Family Feud. So we can get 100 people that we survey, 100 fans, and like, hey, what do you think about... I can't think of a question right now, but like, name the top 100.
Well, we would just look at the sort of questions. Like, we did a survey of, and you know, it would be great if we had a pool of 100, and that would be when we do it. After we got 100 responses, we will then run, and that could be like one of our milestone goals. It's like, all right, we will run our Family Feud once we have 100 replies to this survey. And there you go. And just so it would have to obviously be like a well thought out Civ survey. But well, yeah, absolutely.
The easiest question would be like, top five answers on the board. Who is your favorite Civ? And then like go from there, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Then what else do we have to talk about? Oh, I want to talk about the Civ give, the Civ give, and how we are going to, I don't really want to say the word guarantee, but guarantee with the quotes around guarantee.
We are confident.
We are confident. Yes, there we go. We are confident that we are going to have a very stable game this year, and we're very confident that we are going to at least see one nuke. We're going to get to the Atomic Era, and we're going to see nukes. A little bit of backstory. Zoe and I have been searching long and wide all year long for a solution to the stability of civilization.
Troubled my sleep.
Yeah. I couldn't sleep either all year, all the way from January to December right now.
Just been a year of no sleep.
And we've tried like virtual LANs. We've tried... VPNs, like we tried a lot of different solutions.
Rewriting the laws of physics, like everything. Yeah. We tried it all. Black holes, you know.
We tried to make bits 1 and 0 at the same time.
We got a 2 in there. It was, I think I saw a 2.
It's crazy.
So it's okay, Nystagmus. There's no such thing as 2.
So we have a couple of partners this year on the Civ Give. We have Invictus Game Station, which is a LAN center in Toronto that we are hosting the event at. They were generous enough to help us out. We are going to be using 14 of their computers to create a LAN or local network civilization game. And now you might be asking, oh my gosh, everybody's flying into Toronto. No, we have an even better solution for that.
Even more complicated.
Even more complicated. We have partnered with another business called Parsec. And Parsec, the best comparison to what Parsec is like TeamViewer. It's a way to remote desktop into another desktop or remote control another desktop from your desktop. So we can have people from Romania come and connect to a computer in Toronto and people from California remote to a computer in Toronto and basically have all our participants remote into Toronto on those computers and play a local network game there. And I tested this on Monday. What day was Monday? It was December 5th. I went in to Invictus Game Station and I tested this with OnSpot, who is from Europe. He used Parsec. He went in. He said he felt very minimal input lag while playing Civilization. He actually kind of forgot that he was on a remote computer. And he told me that. He's like, I honestly, it didn't feel like anything. Like this was amazing. And we played through with 14 players on a huge map. We played through at least 130-ish turns, I think, out of the 250. And then we were like, okay, we were very confident with this. The turn rollovers were incredibly fast. We had like a 30-second turn timer, essentially. We just kind of kept going over turn. Yeah.
Did you guys get to the World Congress?
Oh, we went through many World Congresses. Because
I think that was the point in last year where that's where the game fell off the wheels.
It was also like, we need to get to the medieval era. And when we got to the medieval era, I even said that to OnSpot. I'm like, oh, this is Zoe's point of we are good. We are stable.
Yeah.
But we went to the modern era. Right, we went all the way into the modern era. Like, no problem. I'm so happy of how smooth the game was running and everything. One caveat, it does take a really long time to load in. So the initial load in did take like 10 minutes of like just sitting there and just waiting. So remapping, not much of an option. If it is, it's only going to happen once, maybe twice if we're lucky.
Yeah.
But we are going to limit the amount of remaps.
Like, it's got to be like really good reason.
Yeah. Yeah. But we're very confident with the stability of the game this year. We're really looking forward to this event, and we're really looking forward to finally having legitimate prop bets. How many nukes are we going to see, gentlemen?
Oh, man, the nukes. So many nukes. I think we'll see 27.
Okay, random number.
27 nukes.
I'm going to go with a nice even 10.
Oh, damn, I was going to say that. All right, I'll go. You said 20. I'll go 20. I'll go 20.
You got it. It's that's closest a lot, without going go over. 20. It's a lot of nukes.
Who launches the first nuke?
Who launches the first nuke? I think
Onspot.
You think Onspot? I was gonna say Bose.
I'm gonna say Bose too. He's not gonna nuke a single person. He's gonna nuke a lake. That's what he's gonna do. He's gonna nuke a lake.
To represent Moy. Yeah. See. But for once, me and the Stagmas agree.
Oh, whatever, man. Whatever.
The spite is strong in this one.
First religion. Who's going to get the first religion? That's actually going to be tough.
I would say maybe TGM.
Okay.
Yeah, he probably is going to rush. He's got to make sure he gets one, right? Like,
two. Go ahead.
When I first started practicing Arabia, I always rushed my religion. I was like, oh, I want a good religion. And then, you know, it occurred to me, I was like, well, hold on. I'm guaranteed a religion. Like, honestly,
if other people get a religion, if not all the profits are taken, you don't get a profit.
Well, it's a free profit. OK, that's what it is. When the last one is taken, I get a free profit. So I can get my religion whenever I want. I just don't have to rush it.
No. Hear me out, because I already hear you complaining in the future about this. OK, if there's a limit on 8 religions, and I think there is on a huge map, 8 religions, but only 5 people get a religion. There's no last profit. And so you don't get it. You're not guaranteed it. Right?
What the hell are you talking about?
After a certain age.
Automatically receive the final great profit when the next to last one is claimed.
If there's five are taken,
the next of last I would get.
Nope.
Whatever the next of last is.
Nope.
I don't know what you're talking about. You're gonna have to link that.
If 7 religions are taken, you get the 8th profit. But if 5 religions are taken, there's no last profit. There's 3 more profits. Nobody has the last profit. Nobody has the second last profit because there's 3 left, right?
Yeah, and after I think the classical era, you can't get a religion anymore.
Renaissance.
I will have a religion like long before then. I just don't need to rush it.
Don't rely on this last
religion. I have never had a game yet. I have not yet had a single game. I've played like 20 games of Arabia over the last week. I have not had a single game where I did not get my religion.
Are you playing against AI?
Yeah.
That's why. These are 12 human players. And the only reason they would get religion is if they distinctly Okay, 7 religions. So if six religions are taken, you get the 7th profit. But if 5 religions are taken and no one else gets a religion because nobody cares to get the religion, you will not get a profit.
Oh, God. Just stop, Moy. Just stop,
dude,
please.
I am telling you.
Okay, all right. Here, Moy. I have also, as Arabia, never, ever, 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 ever actually used that ability. I always get one beforehand.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you. Yes.
I understand what you're saying. But no, because the way that you're explaining it is like, oh, I'll miss it. I can build a shrine. I can still do it the regular way.
Yes, I'm going to get one no matter what.
I don't have to worry.
Yes.
Okay. Dude.
I'm just saying that ability of getting the last profit. Don't rely on that ability. Okay. That is what I all said. Right. You can quote
here's
me. You
what,
can
go back here's, in the episode. Sure. And what I said is that no matter what, I'm going to get a religion. That's all I said. All
right.
No matter what, I am guaranteed a religion. I'm getting a religion, period.
Okay.
Yes. All right. Yes.
I'm gonna laugh so hard.
Nothing.
Not getting one.
Nothing is gonna stop me. Even if everybody goes and gets their great profits, I'm getting my religion. Okay. Your scenario, I'm not worried about.
Okay.
I'm absolutely not worried amongst 12 players. I'm not worried about it.
Zoe doesn't get a religion. My scenario is Zoe builds a shrine because he thinks he's gonna get like enough profit points by the time.
Because I'm an idiot too in this scenario, right? I don't know how to do anything. Continue.
And then he's gonna go to war, and someone's gonna pillage all of his shrines.
That's a good one. Yes.
There you go.
He's gonna forget any of them.
Yes. Yes. In this rare scenario where basically I just had my lobotomy. And I'm drooling in front of the console
He's only got two brain cells left.
And I'm playing with my PlayStation somehow. You know. Oh my God.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it in the future. You know?
There's no way you're going to hear it because
not going to happen.
What that was a total moyism. We were talking about completely two different things. I'm guaranteed a religion. That's all that matters.
Okay.
I'm guaranteed a religion. That's it.
Now, in addition to Zoe changing his leader, right? So you changed your leader from the vizier to the sultan.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes. Yes.
Are there any other curveballs that I am not privy to? Because I didn't know about the switching to the sultan. And
that's a great question, Nystagmus. Wow. It's almost like you knew what was going to happen. No. You're absolutely... There is going to be one more curveball. Typical Civ show and Civ give fashion. There's going to be curveballs. We're known for our nasty curveballs. And so 2K was generous enough to give one contestant, we don't know who it is yet, the honor of revealing? Is that the right word?
Both. It's both.
It's like a sneak peek.
Sneak peek. No, it's not sneak peek because it's a whole peek. It's a whole. Anyway.
Demonstration.
They have a privilege of being the first person to publicly play one of the three new leaders that are coming out in December. And if I'm going to go to the leader pass right now, it's going to be from the Great Commanders pack. So it's either going to be Takugawa of Japan, Nadir Shah of Persia, or Suleiman the Magnificent of the Ottoman Empire. So one of our players is going to be able to play one of those three new leaders during the Civ Give, which is, I think, going to be really, really, really cool. And thank you, 2K. Shout out to 2K for giving us that kind of opportunity. And then for the other two leaders that are not going to be on the Civ Give, those will be revealed on December 14th on Firaxis's official dev stream on Twitch. Yeah.
Yes.
So good question, Nystagmus.
Do you think those Civs will get their last religion?
I hate you so much right now. This is so uncalled for. This is so uncalled for. I was trying to look out for you.
Well, that is exciting stuff, though. So we're going to
It really is.
Of the new...
One of the three new leaders. Right? Yeah, one of the three new leaders of the Great Commanders pack. Yeah.
I wonder who the person's going to pick.
It's a great question. I don't even know. I don't even know. Like, we don't know which one it is. Like, I don't know.
I think most players are already content, like, being who they are. So, like, I wonder. Well, we'll see. We'll see who ends up getting it.
We will. And I think that's really all we have to talk about today. Am I missing something?
Yeah, just hyping up to the Civ Give. And man, I'm getting excited. So counting down the days until Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm nervous. You guys get to watch. I'm here.
I'm going to watch and eat hot wings.
Sweating. You know, I think the only thing to add is to just remind everybody that's listening today, that's tuning into the Civ Give, that the Civ Give is not a competition. We will all, of course, be competitive and wanting to win, but it is not a competition. It's about having fun and raising funds for charity. And that is like the number one reason why we're there. And yes, we're playing Civ and we are going to aim to have a great time, but as is on the Civ show,
this is not the World Cup of Civ.
The rules, the rules are made up.
Pickup game of Civ.
Pickup game. Rules are made up. Points don't matter. And so hopefully you're tuning in for the fun, and that's exactly what we're going to have.
Good call out, Zoe. Good call out. We need to all just keep in mind, the children are the real winners here.
The children are the real winners.
And the bragging because rights the children. Of the winners.
Of yeah, of course, obviously, of course. Obviously. Of course, the bragging rights. Well, yeah, that's the real, the prize for us.
Nothing's more valuable than a whole year of bragging. Yeah. Right?
And to that end, if you ever like to donate before the event or during the event, make sure you check out the website. It's thecivshow.com. You'll have all the links there to donate.
Civshow.com/thecivgive2022.
2022.
You were so close. I'll give you like an.
You can still get it from the website, man. So whatever.
Yeah, I know. I'm just.
It's pretty easy to navigate.
You know what? This tag was. It's okay. Moy's just like riding everyone today with, with his Moyisms. His Moyisms.
We're going to have so much fun, Moy, on Sunday.
Jesus Christ. Dude, I'm happy he's not going to be in our call because then we can just talk crap about him the whole time. And he can't say anything about it. That's the best day
I'll
for
be,
me.
In theory, if I come out to Toronto, I'll be right behind you. So, I can like literally stand there, throw eggs at you,
That might be even better. I'm going to taunt you and then you're going to have to walk away from your computer. I'm going to be like, hey, there's a turn timer, Zoe. You're wasting time.
it'll be worth it. I'm gonna like jersey you. Yeah, that'll be good.
Oh, good one.
Yeah.
All right, well, that is it for us. Short podcast today. We will see you on Sunday, December 11th at 1 p.m. Eastern. That is when all the festivities start. You can also see us on the front page of Twitch from 2 p.m. Woo! To 4 p.m. Yeah, we're on that carousel, baby. I don't know how we did it, but we did. We got it. We're on there. So we'll see you there during the Civ Give 2022. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.